One area where many people struggle is the ability to forgive. Forgive and forget. Go through history, go back in time, thousands of years ago, you will notice that this same thing has always been. People enter into this world and people leave this world. And along the line, offenses come. People get offended by family members. People get offended by friends. People get offended by communities. Get offended by people they meet along the way. And all these offenses lead to bitterness, malice, hate, murders, and many uncountable things. You hear of strange cases of murder, strange cases of, suicide by even people you thought were most successful in life. You see cases of family members split unto the very end. I've seen relations, brothers and sisters, who would never speak to each other, would never talk to each other until they gave up the ghost. And along with this bitterness that men harbor comes a lot of pain. It kind of bars men from enjoying a good life. Amen? It bars men from flowing freely in that bountiful spirit of God. How can I forgive? How can I forget? This is the groaning of many people. Many people truly seek to forgive. Many people truly seek to forget. But they just can't seem to find a way out. And they are on their knees begging God day and night, God, show me a way. Show me a way out of all this. In fact, I met a family once. The wife felt betrayed by the husband. Apparently, the husband had a child out of wedlock outside the family house. And the wife got to hear much later. And you could see that she was really, in as much as she knew that the husband loved her, the husband made a mistake. She knew within herself that the husband really made a mistake, but she couldn't find a way to forgive him. And I understood immediately what she was going through. Many of us pass through these things. Some people out there have been molested when they were children. They were maltreated by relations, used by relations, abused by relations. See, some parents were betrayed by their children in the time of need. I've seen parents who labor day and night to give their children the best, only for their children to turn their backs on them in the day of their need. See, and this family, these men, these parents went heartbroken. But how can we get out of all of this? seeing that this is a common trend. Everywhere you go, there are issues. So you pass into a family, go into a family house, and you discover that there are issues there. This one is not talking to this one. This one is angry at that one. This one feels that he was treated better by the parents than the other one. See, this one feels that he was denied certain things. And you know, different kind of stories, they never end. They never seem to end. But how can I forgive? See, like Jesus Christ says, we must forgive 70 times, 70 times. But how can I forgive? In fact, when Jesus Christ threw this bombshell at the disciples, they staggered. They wondered, who can be saved? They asked, Lord, give us faith. Faith. So that we can overcome this, you know, petty unforgiveness that seems to veil us, seems to bar us from our part in you. Praise God. God is love. And anyone that loves is born of God. In fact, Mount Zion, like we know, is the point where we gather in one in God. In fact, our union upon Mount Zion is God. That is God. That is the assembly of God. If we can overcome these things of this world, overcome the darkness of this age, and transcend this lower human state back into the light, as he is in the light, then we operate as God. And in God, there is no darkness at all. That is you and I. Praise God. Now we hear scripture that Jesus Christ came to set the captives free. So those who are in captivity to corruption, to bondage. See, unforgiveness, inability to forgive, inability to love is part of the things that he has come to deliver us from. See, he has come to declare the year of the Lord's favor. Praise God. So that we can go forth declaring the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. The plantings of righteousness. So he has come to give us the victory. To him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne the way I overcame and am set with my Father on his throne. To him that overcomes, what are you overcoming? You are overcoming these sentiments that are, you know, that go hand in hand with this age. Overcoming the things of this world. Praise God. These things that hurt you, these things that, you know, the bitterness, the hate, and all these things, you have overcome them, and then you can sit on that throne, ruling and reigning with God. So God is teaching us how to overcome, how to love, how to forgive, and truly forgive. You know, when Jesus Christ was on the cross, and he looked at those who despised him, he looked at those who were crucifying him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Have you wondered what empowered Jesus to do such a thing? Have you wondered what empowered Jesus to even to forgive, you know, Peter? Even after Peter denied him, Peter vehemently denied Jesus. He said, I don't know him. He stamped his foot down and said it, I do not know Jesus. They all turned their backs on him, all the disciples. They all ran away and left to abandon him. He was betrayed with a kiss by one he walked with and loved day and night. And was treated with such scorn and hate, but out of it all, he could still reach forth to the divinity within him and say, "Father, forgive them, for they know what not what they are doing." Now, what does he mean by that statement? How could Jesus have still loved these people despite all these things they did to him? Everybody out there seems to feel that his own problem is more than the other one's problem. Somebody will say, "Well, you don't know what I've been through. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen." Now, everybody feels that his own problem is more than the other man's problem. See, yes, Jesus Christ was betrayed, but you don't know what that lady did to me. You don't know what that person did to me. But I tell you, Jesus Christ bore in himself all that hate, all that bitterness, through those stripes and through the crucifixion that he bore. So he knows what we are talking about. But he overcame it all. Brethren, we have to overcome. We have to overcome. Hallelujah. How did Jesus Christ overcome? Because he walked in truth. He knew the mystery of his origin and the mystery of his end. He knew himself, his true self. That is why he could escape the corruption and the lies and the wickedness, the lawlessness that is associated with this age. Praise God. "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." That is a sincere statement. He was simply saying that the people are walking in darkness. The people don't even see themselves. They don't even know themselves. The darkness of this age has enveloped them so that they don't even know themselves. "Father, forgive them, because they are blinded in their hearts." Let us bear in mind that all men have fallen short of the glory of God. All men. All are short of that impeccable glory of God. They have all descended from the heights of perfection in God. And they have descended into the lower places of the earth. And in that lower state, never expect anything good out of a man. Never expect anything good out of a man. Otherwise, you will just simply be wounded along the line. A man only has the ability to struggle, survive for the moment, and that's all. And he will do anything to survive. See, it's just like a man that is drowning, and you put your hand to save the man that is drowning. What will happen? He wouldn't mind pulling you down, you see, and using you as a leverage to get out of that situation. He's only concerned at that moment for his own life. That is how the men of this age are. They have all fallen short of the glory of God, and in likewise manner they walk like beasts. So there's no way you can ever expect anything to come out good to come out of man. Never. See, you don't need to be offended. You don't need to get bitter. You don't need to carry, let things go on with you forever and ever. When you begin to understand where man, the level where in which man has sunken into. Praise God, we must be able to open our eyes according to the revelation that is coming from above today, to see beyond this natural plane, to see beyond this world that is temporal, more temporal than you ever think, to see into eternity and understand that no one can truly offend you. See into eternity and understand that that same person, for a moment, is simply walking in a mistaken identity, short of the glory of God, which he truly is. Praise God. If I can awake from the dust, if through prayer and meditation, if through fellowship in the Holy Ghost, which brings remembrance of my true identity from eternity, brings remembrance of the Christ in me, I can soar above all these lowly things that beset men. This pain, this bitterness, this sorrow, this anguish of soul that encompasses men. I can soar above all these things if and if I can simply lay hold on that eternal life that is being revealed to me today. Jesus Christ says that in that day, no man will be able to touch you. In the day of your awakening, no man can touch you. The offenses of this age cannot reach you. Praise God. It's only if I'm still in the grave, in the tomb like Lazarus, that bitterness can take a hold of me, that unforgiveness can take a hold of me. It's only if I'm still in darkness, not realizing who I am, that I will allow things that men do offend me and cause bitterness in me. We must be able to exercise our eyes to see beyond the present. Exercise our eyes to see into eternity and to see the Christ in that one you think offended you. Oh yes, he originated from God. Oh yes, he originated from Christ. Somebody will say, but you don't know what he did to me. You don't know how evil he is. He's a murderer. He's a rapist. We're not according to God. Not according to truth. For a moment he might seem to appear in that form, in that debased form. For a moment he might do certain things contrary to truth. But bear in your mind that within that man still lies the glory of God, the very image of God. Paul says that henceforth know I no man after the flesh. It's a thing that we must exercise ourselves in day and night. Praise God. If I know no man after the flesh, it means I know man after the spirit. I know man after the spirit, and that spirit is Christ. I know no man after the flesh. I don't even know Jesus after the flesh. I don't know Papa after the flesh. I don't know that brother after the flesh. I don't know that sister after the flesh. I don't know that one who did something to me some years ago after the flesh. I exercise myself to only see the one who is forever. Praise God. When Paul says henceforth, you can see that he too is exercising himself in this new revelation. This revelation will heal you. This revelation will deliver you from those things that tie you down, so that you can soar in the glorious liberty of the sons of God, free from bitterness, free from hate, free from unforgiveness. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how we feel at times when we harbor bitterness? You truly don't find rest. You are truly not happy about the situation. Praise God. But prayer and meditation on the revelation that is coming forth from above today is like a key that will loosen us from the realm of hell and death. See, rolling on your bed day and night, remember what people did to you. Harboring bitterness or what somebody did to you years ago. Harboring bitterness, resentment of what somebody is still doing to you presently. All these things, you know, constitute that environment called hell and death. And as long as those things are in the man, you cannot find the peace and the joy of your salvation. Praise God, you are still in the night. Joy comes in the morning when the light of the revelation of Christ dawns in you. See, the revelation of Christ is the key that opens the door at midnight into the perfect day of the Lord, where you can sower freely in the love of God, freely in the perfection that is in God. Praise God. So what do we do? Exercise ourselves day and night in this revelation. Fellowship with this revelation day and night. Occupy yourself with this revelation of Christ day and night. Hallelujah. For he says, I am he that liveth forever, and besides me there is no one. All the forms of men and the concepts of friends and relations that we've had over the years, these things that seem to offend us are nothing but idols, imaginations in our minds, which will all dissolve as the light of Christ begins to dawn. Praise God. Jesus Christ gave a parable in Matthew chapter 13 about the sower of the seed, of the good seed. The sower of the good seed plants the good seed. And at night, when men slept, the evil one comes to plant the what? The evil seed. Praise God. Or rather, we call it the bad seed. That this is done when men are asleep. Praise God. And I'm going to read it together. Let's read it together. Let's see what Jesus Christ says. Hallelujah. I'm going to read the interpretation of this. First of all, go down to verse 27. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has it tithes? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them? But he said, Nay, least while ye gather up the tithes, you root up also the wheat with them. Let them grow unto, you know, until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye first the tithes and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into the barn. Praise God. Now Jesus Christ goes down to interpret these things in verse 37. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The seed is the world, the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be at the end of this world. Praise God. The Son of man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Hallelujah. He who has ears, let me hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. Now Jesus Christ here is speaking about the end of the age. Praise God. Now the end of the age is associated with the coming of Christ in you. Praise God. Now something happens at the end of the age. There is a purification, a burning off, a separation of the good seed from the bad seed, from the evil seed, the wicked seed. See, and the evil, you know, yield, which are the tares, are burnt in a furnace of fire. Now this is a prophetic, and Jesus Christ is showing us a way how we can escape human nature along with its weaknesses and lusts associated with this age. Praise God. While men sleep in mortality, there's a sowing by the devil, and the sowing only brings forth the man of the flesh. It is the human identity that will bear in this world, which is actually the tie. That is flesh and blood. See, along with flesh and blood comes all the attachments with this world, the hate, the bitterness, and all these things. See, and these are the things that offend. Praise God, because if God's kingdom is here, if you want to find God's kingdom, it's in you. God's realm of peace, love, joy, bubbling with life, is all within man. You see, but there are certain things that are obstructing the flow of God's, this bountiful life of God in man. There is something that is blocking the flow of the fountain of living water in man. There is something that is hiding, shielding from man the view, the sun, the righteous sun. That, you know, the sun, when you look at the sun, it talks of pure light, the morning star attribute in man. Do you know that we are all stars? We are perfect light creatures, light beings. But all these things is shielded in us due to human nature. Sensation that we are flesh and blood, sensation that we are of this world. So the end of the age comes and he sends his messengers with the message of the kingdom. And the messengers only bring forth truth. Revelation truth. See, they only reveal truth. And I tell you, truth is Christ. Truth is your true self from the foundation of the world. The angels of God serve Christ. They serve the name of the Lord. And they reveal the name of the Lord. They execute the word of the God, of the Lord, which simply comes to reveal the mystery of Christ in man. Let us submit ourselves to this fellowship. Let us submit ourselves to this fellowship in light, bringing forth remembrance of Christ. Praise God. So that all those things that offend with us are dissolved as we continue in fellowship, in prayers, in continuity, in the word that we are receiving today from heaven. This is what will purify man. This is the only way a man can truly be liberated from those things that bound him to this outer world. Let it go. Let the revelation truth dissolve all the bitterness. Praise God. If you walk by the revelation of Christ, you can only see Christ in the creation. You cannot see any other thing. Hallelujah. There's no murderer out there. There's no thief out there. There's nobody betraying you out there. There's nobody that can steal or take away anything that belongs to you. All things are yours forever and forever, and nothing can be taken from you. Awake, allow the Spirit of God purify you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just like, I'll give an example. In this fireplace here, I've got a piece of paper. since, and let us see how what happens to the paper. What happens to the paper? It burns and it burns and it dissolves, and that paper is no more. Praise God. That tie that has to be dissolved is our human identity. See it. Like John the Baptist says, I must decrease and he must increase. I must decrease until I disappear. I don't exist. Praise God. This is the only way we can be liberated from this bitterness and things that we have harbored overnight, over years. Sit and enter freely to enjoy the bountiful life of God. So let this revelation be like a key to liberate us in prayer and in meditation. Yes, along the way, very tempting temptations. Somebody will say, well, I can forgive, but I can never forget. I can forgive, I can never forget. Now, what is the difference between forgiving and not forgetting? It's the same thing. Praise God. I can forgive, I can forget. When God says that your sins I will remember no more. Hallelujah. As the east is from the, you know, far away from the west, which is infinity in reality, you can never get to a point and say this is the east. You can never get to the point and say this is the west. It's an infinite separation. That is how God has separated our iniquities from us. Hallelujah. If we are waking back into our true identity as children of God, having the nature of our Father, we should be able to administer forgiveness also unto others. Recognizing that even those that offend you don't know what they are doing. And think of it, haven't you offended other people in the past? Have you thought of that? Praise God. So let us exercise ourselves in the brotherhood. John says that he has come to give us an understanding that we may know that we are in him. Praise God. He has come to give us understanding that we may know that we are in him. Praise God. If we don't know that we are in him, then the darkness of this age has enveloped our comprehension. He has come to give us understanding, the key to know that we are him. And this is the true God and eternal life. Eternal life is love. Eternal life is joy. It's freedom, liberty. Hallelujah. Free from hate. Free from bitterness. Free from resentment. Hallelujah. Ability to forgive and love all. And to sower in the heights of God. See, have you wondered why Jesus Christ called it offenses? He called it offenses because these things rob man of his glory and his power in God. These things simply form a barrier between man and God. So let any man who is named after the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Exercise ourselves in love, in forgiveness. Project ourselves into eternity. Sit in heavenly places. Sit in eternity and know that I am the one that is and will always be. God bless you.